It's okay for music to be fun, isn't it?
Not in public radio.
Okay. Well, tune your radios off. Come back and join us after the fun stuff.
With Will Hoag, there's some humor, some attitude, and a whole lot of Heartland rock and roll. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Nashville's Will Hoag has a sound that's pretty hard not to love. The relentless tourer and longtime vet of the Southern Bar Circuit has a husky, soulful tone that suggests Otis Redding as a road-weary trucker with a Tom Petty sidekick, and his lyrics aren't far off that mark either. Despite being a happily married man, Hoag still manages to write a lot of songs about the ugly side of relationships and the cheating, lying ladies who've broken his heart. But supported by the sound of blues riffs and pedal steel guitars, that faithless love feels pretty good. A brutal scooter accident in 2008 left Hoag hospitalized with serious injuries and months of physical rehab. But ultimately, he was back on track with his 2009 release, The Wreckage. Now, he's returned with album number 7, conveniently titled Number 7. And when Will and his band joined FUV's Claudia Marshall in Studio A, he told her about a particular new song.
It's called American Dream. It's about kind of the state of the economy here and folks kind of on the edge of losing everything. And
we're seeing it all over the place.
Yeah, we are. And it's a cool thing, I think, to see people starting to really talk about it and try to stand together on it. And it was sort of born out of an interview I saw with a homeless guy back in Nashville that had gotten himself off the streets with the help of this community project that Nashville's doing. But he said the hardest thing about being homeless wasn't the lack of food or shelter or anything like that. It was just that when people would look at him on the street, they would look through him and never even approach him like a human being. And he said that that was the hardest thing that he dealt with. It used to be a one-horse town, but the pony went away. Ended up in China, 'cause they make it cheaper there, they say. Storefronts all are empty, and the factory is dead. And these streets I used to walk on, now they're just my bed. And I'm going down, down, down. I'm going down.
I gotta tell you though, when I listened to this record the first couple of times through, I thought, oh my God, it's a breakup record, which is disturbing because your last time I checked, you're happily married.
Yeah, and yeah, still am.
It might come as news to your wife that you've written a breakup record.
Well, she asked me because I tried. She asked me occasionally when I'm going to write a happy song about a relationship.
And any relationship.
I know. And so
it's like, honey, it doesn't have to be our relationship.
I tried. So I wrote this song called When I Get My Wings, which was about a man and a woman who are in love for 70 years, and it's the true kind of love that everybody kind of dreams of, but then she dies at the end of the song, so that didn't exactly.
You just can't do it, can you?
I try.
Can't bring yourself.
I promise I tried.
Won't you take me with you, darling? I don't want to stay, and this place just keeps on getting sadder ever since you went away. And I smell you on this pillow as I lie here in our old bed, with a bottle and a Bible. I just pray I might get some rest. When I get
That's a live performance by Will Hoag of When I Get My Wings, and before that, American Dream. Both songs appear on his new album, 7. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.